Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Gwen Ross Hip Hop Presents The Storytellers. While we're waiting for others to join us, thanks. Let me tell you a little bit about hip hop. First of all, I've always loved hip-hop music from the very beginning. If I remember, it was back in, 77, somewhere around that, 78, I heard Rapper's Delight, and I fell in love with it like so many others. It was, how do I put it, I didn't have a little brother. Hip-hop became a little brother to me. So there are other things I'd like to mention right now while others are joining us. First things first, this is a PG-13 show. So the songs will be like radio edit, that type thing. If you're expecting the versions with the cuss words, this ain't that show. Next, this is like underground AM radio vibe tonight. If you're looking for stereo surround sound, this ain't for you. If you're listening for a professional show, this ain't it. Just a cool way to spend Friday night. So let's get started. First up is Sugar here, Rapper's Delight.
To the hip hop, you don't stop the rocker to the bang bang boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. Now what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat, and me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. You see, I am Wonder Mike, and I like to say hello. Up to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, the purple, and yellow. But first, I gotta bang bang the boogie to the boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the bang bang boogie. Let's rock. You don't stop, block the rhythm, that'll make your body rock. Well, so far you've heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song. Check it out, I'm the C-A-S-N, the O-V-A, and the rest is F-L-Y. You see, I go by the code of the doctor of the mix, and these reasons I'll tell you why. You see, I'm 6'1", and I'm tons of fun, and I dress to a D. You see, I got more clothes than Muhammad Ali, and I dress so viciously. I got bodyguards, I got two big dogs that definitely ain't the whack. I got a Lincoln Continental, man, or some new Cadillac. So after school, I take a dip in the pool, which is really on the wall. I got a color TV, so I can see the Knicks play basketball. Hear me talking about checkbook, credit cards, more money than a sucker could ever spend. But I wouldn't give a sucker or a bum from the rock, not a dime till I made it again. Everybody go, hotel, motel, what you gonna do today? Is I'm gonna get a fly girl, gonna get some swag and drive off in a Death OJ. Everybody go, hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. Say, if your girl starts acting up, then you take her friend. A Master G, or my Mellow, is on you. What you gonna do?
Well, it's on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I said a M-A-S, a T-E-R, a G with a double E. I said I go by the unforgettable name of the man they call a Master G. Well, my name is known all over the world by all the foxes, the ladies, and the pretty girls. I'm going down in history as the baddest rapper that ever could be. Now I'm feeling the highs and you're feeling the lows. The beat starts getting into your toe. You start stomping your fingers and stomping your feet. and moving your body while you're sitting and you're sitting. Then damn, they start doing the freak. I said bam, I ride it out of your seat. Then you throw your hands high in the air, you're rocking to the rhythm, shake your dairy air. You're rocking to the beat without a care, cause it's a short shot MC's for the affair. Now I'm not as tall as the rest of the gang, but I rap to the beat just the same. I got a little face and a pair of rhyme eyes. All I'm here to do, ladies, is hypnotize. Sing it on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I sing it on and on and on and on and on. Like a hot butter, the pop, the pop, the pop. Give it, give it, pop, the pop, pop. You don't dare stop or come alive, y'all. Give me what you got. I guess by now you can take a hunch and find that I am the baby of the bunch. But that's okay, I still keep in stride, cause all I'm here to do is just a wiggle your behind. Sing it on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I sing it on and on and on and on and on. Rock, rock, y'all. Throw it on the floor. I'm gonna freak you here, I'm gonna freak you there, I'm gonna move you out of this atmosphere, cause I'm one of a kind and I'll shock your mind. I put the jig, jig, jiggles in your behind. I said 1, 2, 3, 4, come on girl, get on the floor, come alive yo, give me what you got, cause I'm guaranteed to make you rock. I said 1, 2, 3, 4, tell me one, to Mike, what are you waiting for?
To the hip, hop, the hippie to the hippie, the hip, hip, a hopper, you don't stop, rock it to the bang, bang, the boogie, say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie bead. Well, skittle a bebop, we rock a Scooby-Doo, and guess what, America, we love you, because we rock in a row with us so much so, you can rock till you're 101 years old. I don't mean to brag, I don't mean to boast, but we're like hot butter on a breakfast toast, rock it up. A baby bubba, baby bubba to the boogie bang bang, the boogie to the beat, beat is so unique, come on everybody and dance to the beat. The boogity bang bang, the boogie to the boogity beat. I say I can't wait to the end of the week when I rap it to the rhythm of a groovy beat and attempt to raise your body heat. I just blow your mind so with that you can't speak or do a thing, but I rock and shuffle your feet and let it change up to a dance called the freak. And when you finally do come into your rhythmic beat, rest a little while so you don't get weak. I know a man in Hank, he has more rhymes than a serious bank, so come on Hank, I sing that song until the rhythm of the boogity bang bang the ball. The dimp, the ladies pimp, the women fight for my delight, but I'm the grand master with the three MCs that shop the house for the young ladies. And when you come inside into the front, you do the freak bank and do the bump. And when the sucker MCs try to prove a point with Trent's trio, or when the serious joiner from sun to sun and from day to day, I sit down and write a brand new rhyme, because to say that miracles never cease, I've created a devastating masterpiece. I'm gonna rock the mic so you can't resist everybody. I say it goes like this. I was coming home late one dark afternoon. Reporter stopped me for an interview. She said she's heard stories and she's heard fables that are vicious on the mic and the turntable. This young reporter I did adore, so I rocked and vicious rhyme like I never did before. She said, damn fly guy, I'm in love with you. The Casanova legend must have been true. I said, by the way, baby, what's your name? Said I go by the name Lois Lane, and you can be my boyfriend, you sure they can. Just let me quit my boyfriend called Superman. I said, he's a fairy, I do suppose, flying through the air and pantyhose. He may be very sexy or even cute, but he looks like a sucker in a blue and red suit. I said, you need a man who's got finesse and his whole name across his chest. He may be able to fly all through the night, but can he rock a party till the early light? He can't satisfy you with his little worm, but I can bust you out with my super sperm. I go do it, I go do it, I go do it, do it, do it. And I'm here, and I'm there, I'm Big Bang Hank, I'm everywhere. I just throw your hands up in the air and party hard like you just don't care. Let's do it, I don't stop y'all, I take a talk y'all, you don't stop. I go hotel, motel, and what you gonna do today?
Say
what? I'm gonna get a fly girl, gonna get some spank and drive off in a Death OJ. Everybody go hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. You say if your girl starts acting up, then you take a friend. I say skip, dive, what can
I fade. I can't fit them all inside my OJ, so I just take half and bust them out. I give the rest to Master D so he can chop the house. It was 12 o'clock to one Friday night. I was rocking to the beat, feeling alright. Everybody was dancing on the floor, just doing all the things they never did before. And then the side fly girl with a sexy lead, she came into the bar, she came into the scene. As she traveled deeper inside the room, all the fellas checked out her white ass tune. She came up to the table, looked into my eyes, then she turned around and shook her behind. So I said to myself, it's time for me to release my vicious rhyme. I call my masterpiece. And now people in the house, this is just for you, a little rap to make it boogaloo. Now the group you hear is called Phase 2. And let me tell you something, we're a hell of a crew. Once a week, we're on the street just to cut the jam and making it free. For you to party, got to have the mood, so we'll get right down and give you a groove. For you to dance, you got to be hot, so we'll get right down and make you rock. Now system's on and the girls are there, you definitely have a rockin' affair. But let me tell you something, it's still one fact that to have a party, got to have a rap. So when the party's over, you're making it home and trying to sleep before the break of dawn. And while you're sleeping, you start to dream and think of how you dance on a disco scene. A name appears in your mind, yeah, a name you know that was right on time. It was Phase 2, I just a do and a do, rocking you down, cause you know we good. To the rhythm of the beat that makes you free, come alive, girl, get on your feet. To the rhythm of the beat, the beat, to the double beat, beat that makes you free. To the rhythm of the beat that says you go on and on, until the break of dawn. I got the man coming on right now, he's guaranteed you no doubt. He goes by the name of Wonder Mike. Come on, Wonder Mike, do what you like.
I say a can of beer that's sweeter than honey, like a millionaire that has no money, like a rainy day that is not wet, like a gambler fiend that does not bet, like Dracula without his fangs, like the boogie to the boogie without the boogie bang, like collard greens that don't taste good, like a tree that's not made out of wood, like going up and not coming down. It's just like the beat without the sound, no sound to the beat. You do the freak, everybody just rock and dance to the beat. Have you ever went over a friend's house to eat and the food just ain't no good? I mean the macaroni soggy, the peas almost, and the chicken tastes like wood. So you try to play it off like you think you can by saying that you're full. And then your friend says, mama, he's just being polite, he ain't finished, oh, that's full. So your heart starts pumping and you think of a lie and you say that you already ate. And your friend says, man, there's plenty of food, so keep piling some more on your plate. But while the sticky food's steaming, your mind starts to dream of the moment it's time to leave. And then you look at your plate and your chicken's fully rotting into something that looks like cheese. Oh, so you say, that's it, I got to leave this place, I don't care what these people think. I'm just sitting here making myself nauseous with this ugly food that stinks. Oh, so you bust out the door while it's still closed, still sick from the food you ate. And then you run to the store for quick relief from a bottle of KO Pectate. And then you call your friend 2 weeks later to see how he has been. And he says, I understand about the food, babe, but we're still friends. With a hip hop, the hibby to the hibby, the hip hip, a hoppy, you don't stop, the rocker to the bang bang, boogie, say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie beat. I said, Hank, can you rock? Can you rock to the rhythm that just don't stop? Can you hip me to the shoo-be-doo? I said, come on, make the people move.
I go juice the holes and then ring the bell, because I am the man with the clientele. And if you ask me why, I rock so well in Big Bang. I got clientele from the time I was old to 6 years old. I never forgot what I was told. It was the best advice that I ever had. It came from my wife and dear old dad. He said, sit down, punk, I want to talk to you. And don't say a word until I'm due. Now there's a time to laugh, a time to cry, a time to live and a time to die, a time to break and a time to chill, to act civilized or act real ill. But whatever you do in your lifetime, you never let an MC steal your rhyme. So from 66 to this very day, I'll always remember what he had to say. So when the sucker MCs try to jump my style, I let them know that I'm versatile. I got style, finesse, and a little black book that's filled with rhymes, and I know you wanna look. But the thing that separates you from me, and that is all originality, because my rhymes are on. From what you've heard, I didn't even bite, not a got word. And I say a little more later on tonight, so the sucker MCs can fight all night. I take a top, y'all, I beat y'all, I left rock, y'all. Get no stop, go hotel, motel. Or what you gonna do today?
Say what?
I'm gonna get a fly girl, gonna get some spank and drive off in a desk. Oh yeah, everybody go hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. You say if your girl starts acting up, then you take her friend. I like that, y'all. I did the beat, y'all. I beat, y'all. You know, stop. I'm Master G. I'm on Melo. It's on you. So what you gonna do?
Well, I like Johnny Carson on the late show. I like Freddie Crocker in stereo. I like the bar
UK's singing Holy Ghost is sound, so don't sound a death place the most, just like my man a Captain Sky, his name's he earned with the super sperm, we rock and we don't stop, get off your I'm here to give you what you got to the beat that it makes you freak and come alive girl, get on your feet I'm like a Pepe Mason without a case like Sarah Foster without her face like the barcade on the mic like getting like down for you tonight, like moving your body so you don't know how, right to the rhythm and slow down, like coming alive to the Master G, the brother who rocks so viciously, and then the age of one, my life begun, at the age of two, I was doing it too, at the age of three, it was you and me, rocking to the sounds of the Master G, at the age of four, I was on the floor, giving all the people what they bargained for, at the age of five, I didn't take no jobs with the Master G, it's all the way live, at the age of six, I wasn't picking up sticks, rapping to the beat, my thing was lit, at the age of seven, I was rocking in heaven, don't you know, I went off, I gotta run on down to the beat, you see, getting right on down, making all the girls just take off the cross to the beat, to beat, to the double beat, beat that makes you free. At the age of eight, I was a really great, so every night you see, I had a date. At the age of nine, I was a run on down to the beat.
Okay, I guess I'm on the air. Gwen, can you hear me? Hello? Let me see if I can get this right. Hold tight a minute. I should be able to hear you. You should be able to hear me. Can you hear me, Gwen?
I can hear you. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, fantastic. Okay, I can hear you now. Well, hey, I have to say, I'm sitting back and enjoy. I mean, I'm tuned in, and I mean, I'm like, wow, you know. So far, I'm like hearing some of the classics, some of the greatest. And you only been on for like 20 minutes here in the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia, just 20 minutes so far, man.
Right,
I'm just really loving the classics.
So far, I've only played Rapper's Delight, the long version, because in order to do hip hop, you know, 50th anniversary. Any credit,
mm-hmm.
give it its due, you have to start off with Rapper's Delight, because that was the one
you know,
that we all fell in love with.
You know what? You are 100%. That was, I mean, before Run DMC, before, I mean, we can run through everybody, but Sugar Hill Gang, that was it. You know, that was the one that got the party started. Of course, we all know that it came from. You know, the music track came from Good Times by Sheik, and we all loved Sheik, and for a rap group to come up with that in that long version. And I like the fact that you call it storytellers, because those songs, they told stories, various stories in their raps. You know what I mean? And so I'm just going to sit back and enjoy, you know, they came up with stories, some great funny stuff, you know, at times, you know, not always negative, but some funny stuff. And I mean, I can really sing along with a song like that and remember every lyric, every word. That's amazing.
That's great.
And many of us can. Mm-hmm.
So right
many
now,
of us can.
Allure by Jay-Z. Take a good listen to this song, because it has a really great message. Once again, that's Allure by Jay-Z. Oh, by the way, Pharrell, the Neptune sound, very important in the late 90s, early 2000s. The Neptune sound, Pharrell Williams, was everything
mm-hmm.
to hip-hop. Okay, here we go.
Okay. All right.
Young life. foreskin of life. Intoxicate, man, you don't know why you do what you do. Be a law or breaking the law. It's always too much for me to ever ignore. I got a thing for them big body Benzes. It goes my senses. In love with a V-dub engine. Man, I'm high off life. Fucking I'm wasted. Babe and eight kicks. Audemars and K-Rips. My women friend get tennis bracelets. Trips to Venice. Get they winners replaced with. The sun, it ain't even fun no more. I'm jaded. Man, it's just a game. I just play it to play it. Put my feet in the footprints left to me. Without saying the word, the ghetto's got a mental telepathy. Man, my brother hustles so naturally. Up next to me, and what perplexes me? Should I know how this movie ends? Still I play. Star rolling, whole Vito's way. It's just life, I solemnly swear. Change my approach, stop shaving coat. Stay away from hoes, put down the toes. Cause I be doing the most. Oh no. But every time I felt bad was that. They call me right back. They call me right back. Man, they call me right back. Oh no. I'm like a Russian mobster drinking distilled vodka. Till I'm under the field with Hoffa. It's real. Till the top of like a toupee. Mix the water with the soda. Turn the pot up, make a souffle. All of y'all can get it like group page in your two ways. I'm living proof that crime do pay. Say hooray to the bad guy and all the broads. Putting cars in their name for the stars of the game. Putting cane in their bras and their tomorrow's on the train. All in the name of love. Just to see that love lock and chains. And the family came over the house to take back everything that they claim. Leaving the worst pain is the distress. Learning you're the mistress. Only after that love gets slain. And the anger and the sorrow mixed up leaves the mistrust. Now it gets tough to ever love again. But the allure of the game keeps calling your name. All the Lauras in the world, I feel your pain. All the Christies in every city's in Tiffany Lane. We all hustlers in love with the same thing. It's life. I solemnly swear, change my approach, stop shaving coat, stay away from hoes, put down the toes, cause I be doing the most. Oh no. But every time I felt bad was that, they call me right back. They call me right back. Man, they call me right back. Oh no. I never felt more alive than riding shotgun and Klein's green five into the cops full of guns. And I try to smoke weed to give me the fix I need. But the game gets to my pulse with no results. And you can treat your nose, it still won't come close. The game is a light bulb with 11 million posts. And I'm just a mob, addicted to the floss. And the doors are from the floor and the tops come off. By any means necessary, whatever the cost. Even if it means lives is lost. And I can't explain why, I just love to get high. Drink light, smoke the blueberry sky, blink twice. I'm in the blueberry five, you blink three times. I may not even be alive. I mean, James Bean couldn't escape the alarm. Dying young, leaving a good-looking corpse. Course, I solemnly swear, change my approach. Stop shaving coat, stay away from hoes. Put down the toes, cause I be doing the most. Oh no. But every time I felt bad was that. They call me right back. They call me right back. Man, they call me right back. Oh no. Once again, it's life. Yeah, said it's life. Once again, it's life. Oh no.
I don't know why.
Wow.
So high.
So I really love some of Jay-Z's. Time I heard Allure, I just stopped and I had to listen to it, and I played it over and over again because that story really touched me along with this next story coming from KRS-One. It's called Love Is Gonna Get Ya.
Shout. Come on, I got him. It's time. that that word love is real sore. But when you use it in your vocabulary like you're addicted to it, it sneaks right up and takes you right out, out, out. So, for future reference, remember, it's alright to like or want a material item, but when you fall in love with it and you start scheming and carrying on for it, just remember, it's gonna get, it's gonna get, it's gonna get.
KRS-One, Love's Gonna Get Ya. I like that song a lot because people do. They fall in love with the wrong things and they lose their life behind it. A cautionary tale about what it is that you love. Next up, Dougie Fresh and the Get Fresh Crew, the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, the most exciting stage show you've ever witnessed. We'll be right back.
to be heard. Doug, I was going downtown.
Perfect.
Word. All alone, no one to be with. Stepped on the D train at 205th. I saw a pretty girl.
So
I sat beside her. Then she went through like she was Tony the Tiger. I said, hold on, there's been a mistake. Honey, my name's Slick Rick, not Frosty Flake.
Oh, golly, why?
So she was raised in hell. She said, oh, my name is Maggie, but call me Michelle. Michelle, my belle, Sunday monkey, punchin' on some, shedding on some. Slick Rick and I'm rock the house, you know what I'm saying? And when I'm on the mic, there won't be no delaying. Bust the move, we show and prove. Hey yo, Doug, shoot that record jam on the groove.
That was Dougie Fresh and the Get Fresh Crew, the show. Up next, let's see. Let's do some Gangstar, Ex-Girl to the Next Girl. Next.
Heartbreaker, love maker, backbreaker. But then I made a mistake. Yes, I fell in love with this ill chick. Sweating me for money, my name in the pills, Nick. My homies told me drop her cause it would be to my benefit. She used to say I'd better quit hanging with those derelicts. Romancing is my thing, but I can swing with no scheming hoes. Wherever my beamer goes, you know that I'm driving. Surviving in the 90s is a must, so I trust that everyone listen up. As my vocals get thrust, I bust my mouth first. Never chasing a skirt, do much work while other suckers need more time to rehearse. Now back to the ex-girls, ex-lovers, ex-friends. It made me mad to find that she was only after my ends. She phones me and goes on about her new life now. I wish she knew right now. I think she's busted, let's discuss it. When I was with her, no trust, just fights. Just the he say, she say, and the neighborhood highlights. Now I got my new girl, or as I say, my baby doll. But still I'm getting crazy cause my ex-girls got balls. Don't wanna play the field cause I get loving at home base. Don't give me no long face, just exit with grace. You and I at the past, they love me. Much respect, girl, but now you're my ex-girl cause I'm on with the next girl. She had much loot, like to buy me fresh dip gear, like to have me near, cause of my savoir faire. The time we shared was brief, cause I needed relief from her high class antics and all her conceit. Now she's crying wolf and I like don't wanna hear that. I told her the bare facts when things started out. She whines and she pops about how I did her bad, yo. But she tried to buy me, even tempt me with honey. I fell for a sec cause the clothes were real fly. I could almost feel I would give in to her whims. Her thoughts were erratic, sporadic, crazy in nature. I told her, hey look, yo, I can no longer date you. Tried to pimp me with Ben and fell short, your shit's fake. Many thanks for the time and the watch and the link. You and I are the past, c'est la vie. Not for respect, girl, but now you're my ex-girl, cause I'm straight with the next girl.
This girl's so good.
Next.
This girl's so good.
Next.
This girl's so good.
pocket and gave her your number. You asked her how's my sister, then asked her how's my brother. Didn't ask about my father, cause you know he ain't like ya. Every time I left for your crib, he'd really get hyped. For the advice you used to give me makes much sense now. I can't believe I used to let you break my confidence now. You used to ask me why the hell did I wanna live in Brooklyn. You messed up my flow, although you were good looking. Your darling was fly, and this was the problem. Cause back in the day, she had me scheming and robbing to get her things to wear, so when she went to the club, all eyes were on her. And who, me? I just bust. Caught in between feeling proud or feeling more like a sucker. Had to go undercover, get away, and find another. Been in Brooklyn 9 years and been around the world too. I've seen so many fly girls and I knew just what to do. I went from X to the next, took my time with each one. And you know they still love me, so stop yelling me, hun. I went home to see my moms and I saw you at the bus stop. Must I stop? Nah, I think not. You and I are the past, c'est la vie, much respect, girl. But now you're my ex girl and I'm out with the next girl.
This girl's so good.
Next.
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 This girl's so good.
To the next girl. Okay, let's see. How about a little Slick Rick? Everybody loves Children's Story.
You kids get to bed, I get the storybook. Y'all tucked in? Here we go. Once upon a time, not long ago, when people wore pajamas and lived life slow, where laws were stern and justice stood, and people were behaving like they ought to good, there lived a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said. Me and you tonight, we're gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another and another, and a sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DC undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said, keep still, boy, no need for static. Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. But little did he know, the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said, why'd you hit me? The barrel was set straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kid he thought to figure, I'll do years if I pull this trigger. So he cold dashed and ran around a block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree, there he saw the sister. Shot for the head, he shot back, but he missed her. Looked around good and from expectations, he decided he'd hit for the subway station. But she was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there, guess who he saw?
Who?
Dave the dope fiend shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water nor soap, he said.
I need bullets, hurry up, run.
The dope fiend brought back a spanking shotgun. He went outside, but there was cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block, flew in 83. Crashed into a tree near university. Escaped alive, though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat-tatted and all the cops scattered. Ran out of bullets and he still had static. Grabbed the pregnant lady and pulled out the automatic. Pointed at her head, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cops, back off, for honey here's dead. Deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong. So he let the lady go and he starts to run on. Sirens sounded, he seemed astounded. And before long, the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went the glory. And this is the way I have to end this story. He was only
17
in a madman's dream. The cops shot the kid, I still hear him scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another case about the wrong path. Straight and narrow are your soldiers' cap. Good night.
Knock him out the box, Rick. Knock him out, Rick.
Knock him out the box, Rick. Knock him out, Rick.
Knock 'em out the box, Rick. So, how you like Gwen Ross Hip Hop presents The Storytellers? Too many good stories. Got some more. Here's another great one. We're going to do DJ Quick tonight.
Here we go, here we go. A day in the life of a player named Quick. I'm just a stubborn kind of fella with a head like a brick. And just because I drink the A, they say that I'm hopeless. But I don't really care, so blame it on the locals. Now this is how we do it when we checking the grip. Player hammers in the house, so don't even trip. We're busting funky compositions, as smooth as a prism. So check it while I kick it to this funky dope rhythm. It's Friday morning, the phone is ringing off the hook. And AMD is in the mirror if you're around in this notebook. Or should I say dope sex, because we don't bust whack. I pick up the phone and it's the G. He said he's coming down at about 2 on the dot. So I'm about to rest. Girl, but my water's still hot, and now I'm soaking. I'd rather like the devastating DJ Quick and joke. You'll mess with me and suck and see that they get broken. My name is Quick, but you can call me Daddy. Yo, open up the door, cause stick a Freakman in a caddy. Now Freaky's in the L, doggy Shabby's in the L, gone. Everybody's sipping on the quote.
Here we go.
They just came with a 40 and a quote. In addition to the 3 that Greedy just bought. But I don't wanna start early, so I just might put my 40 in the freezer, cause I wanna get big. And now I'm out of the tub, I'm feeling fancy free. Spray on some Zurius and put on my T-bone sheet. Sweatsuit, the gray one with the burgundy trim. And it's a medium fit me proper cause I'm nice and slim. 5:30 on the clock and the sun is still ticking. And I'm still thinking about the egg that I'll be drinking. You know I ain't ashamed and you know I ain't bashful. So go and pop the face so I can pull me a glass full. Hammer's in the bedroom and he's fading a stencil. Fatter than a pinky and the lift of a pencil. Freaky got the cutties coming 1, 2, 3. And the one with the green eyes is coming with me.
It's the bomb.
Yo, I can feel her body.
It's numb.
Don't forget that 40
I need to run.
I'm chilling like a villain.
Here I come.
And that's how I'm living. Tonight is the night and I'm looking real sporty. Proper Friday evening and I'm ready to party. Crusher came in with a handful of snap. Let's shoot some crap.
Yo, what the hell?
A fin or a half.
Yo, shoot that kid.
Don't make me laugh. I see one a dub and he laughing like it's funny. But I'm 7 and 11 and I'm taking suckers money. Yeah, watch me fuck up. Oh yeah, give them something they can roll on. Wake up Saturday morning and I got a headache. I can't believe that I'm sick and I shouldn't have drank. I felt it coming on, that should've been it. But it's true that a drunk can't quit. To the man up above, to whom thanks I'm giving, I'd never drink again if you just let me keep living. Mike B spoke to me and I said I couldn't call it. Calling Earl like a mother while I'm gripping the toilet. I need a 7-up because my head is spinning. Round and round, I think I better sit down. My homie shot is alright, but I'm feeling faint. I guess he's used to it. Brother like Quick Day. Chance on the phone and Teddy's at the door. And some fine females coming over his phone.
I thought you weren't drinking no more.
Yeah, right, because as soon as they come, we doing the same old thing tonight. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to switch it up a little. It couldn't be a 50th anniversary of hip-hop celebration without giving credence and celebrating the queens of hip-hop. So first up, and I must say I've always been partial to males rapping because I've always loved to hear what men have to say. But anyway, I do love Poor Georgie, MC Lyte.
Thank you.
and hanging out one night. He said, hello, I'm George. Hi, life. How's everything going, huh? How you doing? Hope everything's fine. Ooh, and can I call you sometimes? Can I get the digits and the address so I can come visit? I gave him the digits. That wasn't a problem, because if he caused any, I would have to solve him. So George looked good. Damn good. And if I didn't, some other girl would. In my mind, I hope for the best.
Yeah, I'm learning these buttons. First night, things like this happen. Like I said, if you're looking for a professional show, this ain't it. Just playing the music that I love. Killers, Gwen Ross Hip Hop. I think it's going to stick with the ladies. Let's see. Let's do Queen Latifah, Just Another Day. I love this story.
every direction. Glock tech, Jimmy hats in case I need protection. So I land, cruise from sound play. I wanna be the kid in the M3 getting jacked right in front of me. So I play the deck close, my fingers on the trigger. Don't wanna get wet, so they set, cause mine's slightly bigger. But better yet, I'm a threat, so you better walk or get sketched out in chalk, cause I don't wanna talk. I say true blue, I'm hoping it's you too. I got the fever for the flavor of a hoo-hoo. So it's back to the block, time to play. It's just another day around the way. Hey,
just another day living in the hood. Just another day around the way.
Watching a cop couple kids for selling a clip to a DC. But it's home, so I flex, get pressures off my chest. Flipping a tape, now which hood should I hit next? Stomach ache, head to steak and take for a bean pie. Get a final call from the brother in the bow tie. Oh, with little kids dreaming, fiend for fun. Lots of laughter, moms, no pops playing with her son. I've had five girls wait, they say she died at 7. Hit by a stray, but I pray that there's a hood in heaven. Fake brothers claim there's no shame in their game. You know my name, show me a real nigga with a brain. So it's back to the block, time to play. It's just another day around the way. Hey,
just another day living in the hood. Just another day around the way. Feeling good today. Feeling lovely, eh? Just another day.
No wrecking, no checking, no rhyming, no cutting, no stages from pages, no phones, no beepers, no reason to put Queen in front of the name Latifah. I come with the real life perspective and rule, cause me and my people from around the way remain cool. So it's back to the block, time to play. It's just another day around the wood, around the mother.
Just another day living in the hood. Just another day around the way. Feeling good today. I'm feeling lovely.
So yeah, there's a delay when I hit the button. Sometimes I hit it twice, but you know how it goes. Anyway, I want to thank everybody who joined to listen to my first show in 10 years. But I'm starting to get warmed up. I'm starting to totally enjoy it. The butterflies are gone, and I'm just listening to the music on a Friday night, and I'm happy you decided to join me. I'm still staying with the ladies. Up next is Salt and Pepper Shoe.
Hey, yeah, I want to shoot, baby. Shoot.
Ooh. How you doing, baby? Shoot. No, not you.
Ooh,
you.
Shoot.
The bow-legged one. Yeah.
Ooh,
what's your name?
Shoot.
Damn, baby. That sounds sexy.
Here I go again, girl. What's my weakness?
Man.
Okay, then chillin', minding my business.
Word.
You thought I looked around and I couldn't believe this. I swear, I stand, my niece, my witness. The brother had it going over something kinda, wicked. Had to kick it. I'm not shy, so I ask for the digits. But hope no, that don't make me see what I want. Slip, fly to it swiftly. Dumped it in my head, so I dip back to my bag of tricks. Then I flip forward, tip, made me wanna do tricks on them, lick them, like a lollipop should be licked. Came to my senses and I chill for a bit. Don't know how you do the voodoo that you do so well. It's a spell, hell, makes me wanna
shoot.
You're packed in your sack, Jesse in the back. Brother, wanna thank your mother for a butt like that. Can I get some fries with that shake, shake, booby? If looks could kill, you would be an Uzi or a shotgun bang. What's up with that thing? I wanna know, how does it hang? Straight up, wait up, hold up, Mr. Lover. Like Prince said, you're a sexy mother. Well, I like them real wild. B-boy style by the mile. Smooth black skin with a smile. Bright as the sun, I wanna have some fun. Come and give me some of that yum yum chocolate chip honey dip. Can I get a scoop? Baby, take a ride in my coupe. You make me wanna. You work up a sweat when you sit to my loo, my darling. Not falling in love, but I'm falling for you. When I get shot, bet you bottom dollar, you were best under pressure.
Yo, Sandy, I wanna like taste you.
Get your lips wet, cause it's time to have pep. On your mark, get set, go, let me go, let me shoot to the next man in a three-piece suit. I spend all my dough, Ray me cutie. Shoot, shooby dooby, like Scooby Dooby Doo. I love you in your big jeans, you give me nice dreams. You make me wanna scream, ooh, I like what you do, when you do, what you do, you make me wanna shoot. Oh my goodness, girl, look at him, he is the cutest brother in here, and he's coming this way, ooh.
Send a B, wanna get with me, cool, but I'm wicked, G, hit skins whenever quickly,
right.
I hit the skins for the hell of it, just for the yell I get, for the smell of it, you want my ball, here's the hot rod,
hot
12
rod.
Inches to a yard and have you sounding like a retard, 6'1 of a 6'2, wanna hit you,
so what you wanna do,
what you wanna do,
I wanna shoot.
Okay, I think I got the hang of it. It's just one click. That's all. I just have to click it one time and the music stops. Okay. I think I want to hear Special Ed, The Mission. When Ross Hip Hop presents The Storytellers.
We're on a mission.
This is a mission, not a small time thing. Let me tell you about what happened when the phone went. Well, I was cooling at the crib with this girl Suzanne, and everything was going just according to plan when the phone rang. Yo, I couldn't believe it, told myself to ignore it, forget it, leave it. Just when things had started going great, it rang again. I said, hold up, wait. Picked up the phone, yeah, who the hell is this? Somebody said this is serious business. There's a tape in the mailbox between your doors. Take the tape from the box and put it in yours. I listened to the tape and my mouth just dropped. I picked up the phone, but the man hung up and said, yo, this tape was self-destruct. I pressed the deck, but the tape was stuck. Oh well, what the heck, I just cleaned up the mess. Opened up the closet, got the bulletproof vest. Loaded up the sword off, the double barrel, the Rambo knife with the hunting apparel. Threw on the trench, kissed the girl goodbye. She said, Special Ed, don't go, you might die. Started crying and hugging on me, so I shot her. I said, sorry baby, but I gotta do what I gotta.
You're on a mission.
Do what I gotta.
You're on a mission.
You're on a mission. Do what I gotta.
You're on a mission. You're on a mission.
Do what I gotta.
You're on a mission.
This is a mission, not a small time thing. Took the express on an Air Force jet. The thoughts in my mind broke me out into sweat. I was thinking of the message again and again, in particular the name of Liu Chin-Chen. Yo, I landed in Japan with intent to kill. You could tell I wasn't joking by the look on my grill. Took a look at a picture of the man that I was after, a 5'10" black belt karate master. Knew where to find him, knew where he would be. I turned around and sure enough, Mr. Chen found me. I looked him in the eye with a stare so cold. I said I came to avenge for the rhymes you stole. Now, you must die because that is my mission. He slipped back, got into a fighting position. The tiger style of shit was wild. He threw his hands in the air, he started to smile. I said, you can smile now, but you won't for long. Cause sucker, you'll be sorry that you stole my song. He said, choose your style. I broke fool, I said, what? Pulled out the knife, tried to shove it in his gut. It didn't even cut. I flipped, I started bugging. Pulled out the handgun, I tried to slug in his chest. He said, Buddha blessed and stood proud. Outshot the bullet, Mr. Chen just bowed. So I shot him again. Yo, I couldn't believe Mr. Chen caught the bullet in his two front teeth. Yo, he kicked me on the floor just like I was a child. I got fed up, I caught a flatbush style. Stood to my feet, threw my hands to the sky. Kicked him, then I faced him, then I caught him in the eye. He started stumbling, yo, I started wildin'. He tripped, busted his lip, I started smiling. Knew he was defeated, but I wasn't done yet. So I shot him with the shotty, then I jetted in the jet.
Come on, bitch.
Yeah, moving right along. Okay, so I actually had the pleasure of telling Rev Run from Run DMC, that I love my Adidas. My Adidas.
My Adidas walk through cottage doors and roam all over Coliseum floors. At Live Aid, all the people gave, and the poor got paid. And out of those speakers, I did speak. I wore my sneakers, but I'm not a thief. My Adidas cut up the sand of a foreign land. With Mike in hand, I close to command. My Adidas in D, close as can be. We make a mean team, my Adidas and me. We get around together, we drown forever, and we won't be mad. We're born in bad weather.
Selling shoes,
like to wear when I rock the mic. On the sound of a famous university, we took the beat from the street and put it on TV. 5G's my scene on the movie screen. Hollywood knows we're good, if you know what I mean. We started in the alley, now we chillin' Cali. And I won't trip my beat, I'm gonna beat my back.
So, yeah, it stops by itself when the song is over. I didn't know that. I know that now because it's a prayer, and it's a great prayer.
Tennessee. Lord, I've really been real stressed, down and out, losing ground. Although I am black and brown, problems got me pessimistic. Brothers and sisters keep messing up. Why does it have to be so damn tough? I don't know where I can go to let these ghosts out of my skull. My grandma passed, my brother's gone. I never at once felt so alone. I know you're supposed to be my steering wheel, not just my spare tire. But Lord, I ask you to be my guiding force of truth. For some strange reason it had to be. He guided me to Tennessee. Although you're superior over me, we talk to each other in a friendship way. Then out of nowhere, you tell me to break out of the country and into more countries. Baptized birth into Richmond, where the ghost of childhood haunts me. Walk the road my forefathers walked, climb the trees my forefathers hung from. Ask those three for all their wisdom. They tell me my ears are so young. Go back to when you came, my family tree, my family name. Some strange reason it had to be. He guided me to Tennessee.
Rosadon and Baba, they went down to Peachtree. Headliner, I challenge you to a game of horseshoes. A game of horseshoes!
Now I see the importance of history. While my people be in the mess that they be. Many journeys to freedom made in vain. By brothers on the corner playing ghetto games. I ask you, Lord, why you enlighten me without the enlightenment of all my folks. He said, cause I set myself on a quest for truth. And he was there to quench my thirst. But I am still thirsty. Lord, allow me to drink some more. He said what I am searching for are the answers to all which are in front of me. The ultimate truth started to get blurry. For some strange reason it had to be. It was all a dream about Tennessee.
Won't you help me understand you? Yes. Tennessee, Arrested Development. Next, we're going to do Warren G and Nate Dogg, Regulate.
Regulators. You regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. You gotta be handy with the steal, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up!
It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warren G was on the streets, trying to consume some skirts for the E, so I could get some phones. Rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Yes, hit the east side of the LBC, on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All of you skirts know what's up with 213.
So I hooked a left on 21 and Lewis, some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do this. I jumped off the rock and said, what's up? Some brothers broke some gas, so I said, I'm pissed up.
These girls peeping me, I'm on glide and swerve. These hookers looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Want to pick up better things than some horny tricks. I see my homie and some suckers all in his mix.
I'm getting jacked, I'm breaking myself. I can't believe they taking more as well. They took my rings, they took my Rolex. I looked at the brother, said, damn, what's next?
They got my homie hemmed up and they all around. Can't none of them see him if they going straight down for pound. They wanna come up real quick before they start to clown. I best pull out my strap and lay them busters down.
They got guns to my head, I think I'm going down. I can't believe it's happening in my own town.
If I had wings, I would fly, let me contemplate.
I glance in the cut and I see my homie Nate.
16 in the clip and one in the hole. Nate Dogg is about to make somebody turn cold. Now they dropping and yelling, it's a tad bit late. Nate Dogg and Warren G had to regulate. Observe, I just left a gang of hoes over there on the curb.
Now they got the freaks and that's a known fact. Before I got jacked, I was on the same track. Back up, cause it's on N-A-T-E-N-E, the woman to the G.
Just like I thought, they were in the same spot, in need of some desperate help. But Nate Dogg and the G-Child were in need of something else. One of them names was sexy as hell. I said, ooh, I like your side. She said, my chords broke down and just sing real nice. Would you let me ride? I got a car full of girls and it's going real swell. The next stop is the East Side Motel.
I'm tweaking into a whole new era. G-Funk, step to this. On a whole new level.
The rhythm is the bass. Whoa. And the bass is the treble.
Chords, strings, we bring melody. G-Funk, where rhythm is life and life is rhythm.
If you know like I know, you don't wanna step to this. It's the G-Funk era, funked out with a gangster twist. If you smoke like I smoke, then you high like every day. And if your ass is a buster, 213 will wake you late.
Rest in peace, Nate Dogg. Boy, so silky. It's too bad. Gone too soon. Next up is my favorite rap group, A Tribe Called Quest, Butter.
'88 senior year.
Yeah, Garvey hot. Well, all the guys were corny, but the girls were mad fly. Lounging with the tipster, coolin' with shot. Scoping out the honeys, they know who they are. I was the b-ball playing, fly rhyme saying, fly girl getting, but never was I sweating. Cause when it came to honeys, I was going a stroke. Until I met my match, her name was Flo. Yeah, I messed around with the one called Flo. All the troopers round the way used to call her a hoe. But deep down in my heart, I knew that Flo was good to go. Cause I thought it was me, like Belle Biv DeVoe. But little did I know that she was playing with my mind. The only thing I've learned is good girls are hard to find. I feel like Heavy D, I need somebody for me. Not someone whose mind is blank and trying to juice me for my bank. Swinging with my main man, Lucky behind my back. What type of crap is that? Yo, how's about a smack? Word life, I can't front. Thought I was all that. But now it seems I've met my match. I was a stone lover. You couldn't tell me that. Settling down with one girl, wasn't trying to hear that. I had Tanya, Tamika, Sharon, Karen, Tina, Stacy, Julie, Tracy. Used to love them, leave them, tease them, find them, lose them, also abuse them. My whole attitude was new day, next hunt. And believe it or not, they all got done. But here comes Flo with the crazy whip appeal. And I'm all too man, like Alexander O'Neal. Is this really love? Then again, how would I know? After all this time, trying to be a super hoe, she finally played me. But yo, I'd find another, cause I've got the crazy game. And yo, I'm smooth,
hey, yo,
like butter.
It's like butter, it's like butter, baby. 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 It's like butter. Like the butter, baby. Not no parquet, not no margarine. Strictly butter. Strictly butter, baby.
I remember when girls were goody two-shoes, but now they turn to freaks all of a sudden.
We love you, guys.
Off, ho. My name's Malik. Fight this, fight that. Where you going, where you at? These girls don't know me from Jack. Yet I feel like the Mac. You didn't want me then, so yo, hun, don't want me now. Here, take the towel. Wipe off your brow and take the contact out your eye. You're far from looking fine. You're getting E for effort and T for nice try. And tell me what's the reason for dying your hair. Plum village gold still dangling in your ear. You barely have a neck but still squirting a rope. Four finger ring just a viper can scope. You looked in the mirror, didn't know what to do. Yesterday your eyes were brown, but today they are blue. Your whole appearance is a lie and it could never be true. And if you really like yourself, then you would try and be you. If your hair and eyes are real, I wouldn't have pissed you. But since it was boys, I had to dismiss you. But if you can't achieve it, then why not try and weave it? If you can't extend it, then you might as well suspend it. If you can't braid it, best thing to do is fade it. I asked you, did you hear, and you tell me, Diane, maybe if you were you and just you. Talk to you, maybe, but I can't stand no bionic lady trying hard to look fly. But yo, you're looking dumber. If I wanted someone like you, I would've swum with Jamie Summers. You wanna be treated right? See Father MC. Or check Ralph Tresman for sensitivity. Cause I am not the one. I got more game than Parker Brothers. Fight talkers on the mic and I'm smooth like butter.
So a friend of mine, Jenny, she just mentioned about the weather here. Yeah, we've had a lot of rain, stormy, a lot of flooding. It was a really hectic day, but I thank God that we're safe. And I need to refresh. So I'm going to take a moment to refresh the screen because we're starting to get a lag, and I know it's all weather related. So I'll be back in a moment. Okay, I refreshed, and let's see, I'm pulling up my playlist real quick. How about Eric B. and Rakim, Paid in Full?
This is a journey into sound. This is a journey into sound. A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new value.
With
ready, I throw this switch.
Pump up the volume, pump up the volume.
Pump that bass.
Interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin from our on-the-spot passport.
Oh my gosh, the music just turns me on.
Thinking of a master plan. Step with the record, step with the record. Thinking of a master plan. Step with the record, step with the record. Thinking of a master plan. This ain't nothing but sweat inside my hands. So I dig into my pocket, all my money spent. So I get deeper, still coming up for lint. So I start my mission, leave my residence. Thinking how could I get some dead presidents. I need money, I used to be a stick up kid. So I think of all the devious things I did. I used to roll up, this is a hole up. Ain't nothing funny, stop smiling. You still don't nothing move but the money. But now I learn to earn cause I'm righteous. I feel great, so maybe I might just search for a 9-to-5. If I strive, then maybe I stay alive. So I walk up the street, whistling this. Feeling out of place, cause man, do I miss. A pen and a paper, a stereo, a tape for me and Eric being a nice big plate of this, which is my favorite dish. But without no money, it's still a wish. Cause I don't like to dream about getting paid. So I dig into the books of the rhymes that I made. Soon as a test to see if I got pulled. Hit the studio, cause I'm paid in full.
By George, even London grooves.
Pump up the volume, pump up the volume.
Wait a minute, you better talk to my mother.
I said I was going to do 90 minutes, but I have decided to do 2 hours, so I'm going to do like another 25 minutes of music because I'm having a good time just sitting here playing what I like. Hip-hop's greatest storytellers celebrating hip-hop's 50th anniversary. Happy anniversary, hip-hop. Let's see. How about Biz Markie, Just a Friend?
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait? Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short miniskirt. I just got on stage dripping foam with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her her name, she said blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks since she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said I was very amused. I started throwing bass, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. I'm not even going for it. It's what I'm going to say. You got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. And you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he's just was working for it at this time. I thought just having a friend couldn't be no crime, cause I have friends, and that's a fact, like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack. Forget about that, let's go into the story about a girl named blah 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 that adore me. So we started talking, getting familiar, spending a lot of time so we can build a relationship or some understanding how it's gonna be in the future we was planning. Everything sounded so dandy and sweet, I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was cool, the tour was over and she went back to school. I called every day to see how she was doing. Every time that I call her, it seemed something was brewing. I called the room, a guy picked up, and then I called again. I said, yo, who is that? Oh, he's just a friend. Don't give me that. Don't even give me that. You bust this. You got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. And you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend. So I came to her college on a surprise visit to see my girl that was so exquisite. It was a school day, I know she was there, the first semester of the school year. I went to a gate to ask where was the dorm. This guy made me fill out a visitor's form. He told me where it was, and I was on my way to see my baby doll, I was happy to say. I arrived in front of the dormitory. Yo, could you tell me where is door 3? They showed me where it was for the moment. I didn't know I was in for such an event. So I came to a room and opened the door. Oh, snap! Guess what I saw? I felt a tongue kissing my girl in the mouth. I was so in shock, my heart went down south. So please listen to the message that I sent. Don't ever talk to a girl who says she just has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend.
Yes. Let's see. I do believe I want to be, I want to hear Passing Me By, The Far Side.
I think of me as jelly. She's my type of hype and I can't stand what brothers tell me. The eyes are quit chasing and look for something better, but the smile that she shows makes me a go-getter. I haven't gone as far as asking if I could get with her. I just play love by ear and hope she gets the picture. I'm shooting for her heart, got my finger on the trigger. She can be my broad and I can be high, and I can be high.
All I can do is say back in kids we used to get when we played truth or dare. Now she's more sophisticated, highly educated, not at all overrated. I think I need a break.
ya. Ticket and a book, and it looks rather dry. I guess a twinkle in her eye is just a twinkle in her eye. Although she's crazy stepping, I try and stop the stride, cause I won't have no more of this after me.
Time for me to voice my opinion, get me pretending she didn't have me. Sprung like a chicken, chasing myself like a doggy. She was kind of like a star, singing out with like a band. Damn, she looked good. Now thought she had a man, he was a Rudy suit, a nick and poop. She told me soon you lick the birdies on the fly the coop. She was a flake like corn, and I was born not to understand. But letting the past, I proved to be a better man.
Ethiopian, and now the world around me beacons moving in slow motion whenever she happens to walk by. Why does the apple of my eye overlooking history got my feelings no matter how much I try? Wait, no, I did not really pursue my little princess with persistence, and I was so low-key that she was unaware of my existence. From a distance I desired her, secretly admired her, wired her a letter to get her. And it was, my dear, my dear, my dear, you do not know me, but I know you very well. Now let me tell you about the feelings I've been for you when I try or make some sort of attempt. I simp. Damn, I wish I wasn't such a wimp, cause then I would let you know that I love you so, and if I was your man, then I would beat you. The only lying I would do is in the bed with you. Then I turned to send someone who loves you dearly. P.S. love me tender, but the letter came back 3 days later. We turned to sender.
I hope you're enjoying Gwen Ross Hip Hop Presents The Storytellers. Let's see. I think I want to hear some more Tribe Called Quest, but it's going to be Q-Tip doing a solo, even if it is.
She work at Mickey D's from 10 to 5, Walmart 6 to 12, saving up enough for school, her little girl is doing well, daddy is a walking bum, smoking weed, drinking rum, couldn't leave her if I try to see her light is on his side. Let's build. She in the back room, greasing up, Friday night is heating up, young cats tricking up, dancing so they give it up, the best girl walking earth, and you know for what it's worth, she working towards a better life, regardless if she working nights. Bill. Life regardless if she work at night.
project right, you still see that better life.
Hey, Michael. What's going on? Well, I'm waiting for Michael to come back here. So I'm going to go ahead and play. I do believe I'm going to play Cinderella. Dana Dane.
Once upon a time, Brooklyn was the scene. In the project that they call for green, there lives a young man, Cinderella's his name. To make it interesting, it's me, Dana Dane. I live in a house with my two stepdad and two stepbrothers who treated me bad. I cook, I clean, I scrub the floors, and I would like an errand boy running to the stores. My brothers, they used to boast and brag. We've got fresh gear and you've got rags. Even worse than that, to make me feel low, they gave me a straw hat while they had kangos. Girls used to say, Dane, you're so cute, but you get no rap with them polyester suits. Well, one day up the avenue, there was a man surrounded by the four green crew. He said,
hear ye, come one, come all. The princess is having a royal ball. If you can rap, also dress fresh, you might win a date with the sweet princess.
Well, I ran home when I heard the news flash. I bust through the door, straight through my stepdad. I said, stepdad, may I? And before I could finish,
hell no.
you?
He replied, my brothers were game when they were geared down. Even Pops was gaming for a piece of the crown. They flaunted, they haunted, they knew what I wanted. We can and you can is what they taunted. They all stood there, laughing in my face. And as they walked out, they said,
clean up this place. But I'm laughing in the day with that.
I hiss, they all tried to diss. I'd get them back if I had one wish. Before I could make my thought a phrase, there appeared a man from a puff of haze. He said,
what's up, Dane? My name is Herb. I'm your fairy godfather. You know it's word. Now, I came here with the main purpose of granting you your fondest wish.
I said, Herb, my man, just make me fresh. And I'm sure that I can handle all the rest. With a snap of his fingers, I began to shoot. And I was huffing on my body a slick silk suit. On my feet there was argyle socks and a fresh pair of ballet from the ballet shop. I showed him my hat and don't you know, with a snap the hat became a tango. Once again his hand began to flow. Then he changed my skateboard into a Volvo. He checked me over, passed me the keys and said,
one more thing before you leave. You must return before the stroke of 12 or you turn back into your old self.
But I'm allowed to day to day with that.
I jumped in the Volvo, went on my way. I got to the party about 10, I'd say. It was after 11 when I rocked the mic. And by the time I left the stage, the people were hyped. The princess was staring in disbelief. Reflecting from my eyes were my goatee. She waved her hands like, hello, hi. Then gave another gesture like, come here, guy. I left the stage, girls came in flocks. Fists were swaying from the hard rock. I heard a sound, not a tick nor talk. Gong first bell before 12 o'clock. No time to waste, I broke out in haste. The princess followed in a futile chase. A quick steady pace is what I kept. Lost one of my valleys on one of those steps. For the very road, I continued my stride. About this time, I heard gong 5. I was down the block when I heard gong 8. And the princess screamed out, wait, 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 wait.
But I'm laughing.
My Kango and Clout, my fresh Volvo also went too. And there was no denying that my night was through. The one ballet shoe, the freshest thing I sported. Jumped on my board for home, I skateboarded. Made it to my pad, no time at all. Went to my room, or better yet the four walls. Hit the shoe away, still feeling pleased. Then jumped in my cot, did add some Z's. Early the next morning, when I awoke, I threw on me old slippers and me old house coat. Fit into the front, my family stared at me, saying, wasn't that you? No, it couldn't be. They kept asking me as I did my chores. My butt was saved by a knock on the door. Who is it? That's what my brothers barked. The princess, the sweet voice remarked. She said she was looking for a certain man who could bring her the shoe like the one in her hand. The family ran around with their heads in the air, bringing her shoes from everywhere. She just shook her head in utter relief, saying, no, that's not the one that I'm looking for, chief. I ran in the room and got my shoe and said, is this the one you're referring to? Well, she said, yes, and you're so cute, but where's your Kango and slick silk suit? I put on the shoes that gave a flash of light, and I was stuffing the gear from just last night. Looked out the window, saw the Volvo, said to my family, I've got to go. We drove up the avenue, the princess and I, and in back of me, I heard my family cry.
Can you hear me? Michael?
Okay, I'm here. I'm here. I'm sorry. I have myself muted on both ends. You know, that's bad, you know, when you mute your phone and then you mute yourself on the network. But, yes, I'm here. Wow. I know you have another song to play, but I have to say to all of you that are listening, you know, I've been asking this lady here to come onto the network for a while because I know she knows hip-hop. And Gwen, you have done a phenomenal job this evening. I've really enjoyed this great music that you've been sharing with us, because you brought back some stuff that I was like, wow, I remember that. You know what I'm saying? Just some great stuff. And the title of your show, Gwen Ross Presents the Storytellers. And when you listen to these songs, these were stories, right? Great stories. And I've just been sitting back. Granted, I normally always chime in and want to talk and talk and talk, as everybody has accused me of. But I said, I'm going to sit back and listen and just enjoy the show. And awesome show, Gwen. Seriously, awesome. Your debut here.
Thank you.
And I thank you. I thank you for coming on and joining the TMGN, the Michael Gay Network. It wouldn't be what it is, was it for all the co-hosts that work with me and you coming on board. Another show is going to be coming on board soon, but awesome music. You brought back some stuff. I'm like, I'm in here dancing, you know. I've been dancing almost the whole night. Really love it.
Right.
Brought back some great memories.
Strange reason, the show has ended.
I don't know why. Because it's not supposed to end until midnight. So let me see what I can do on my end. It should have been a continuation.
Oh, it was my
bad. I think people that are... Okay, here's the thing.
I was going to add 15 minutes, and I changed it to 15 minutes.
Okay. So the people that are on the board or that are on the phone line can still hear it. You know, so when we hang up, that's when it ends on the phone line. What's on the internet, or what's been broadcasted through the internet, is what ended. So,
yeah.
But we can.
I think we ended at a good point.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I'm gonna talk to Sydney. I think she hung up.
I see a 509 number on the board.
That was 509. Sydney. I'm trying to reach her, but. It's done.
And she's still on the board. She's still on the board.
Yeah, I don't know.
You have to
see everything. Well,
yeah.
I mean, we have some bugs, but
Let's try to see if Sydney's there, because Sydney probably doesn't know that she has to hit the number one, or he, because Sydney's a girl or guy's name. But, it's not opening up.
There were some bugs, but for a first show, I think it was okay for the most part. And I plan on doing another one in October.
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
so,
that's fine. Here's the thing: when you go back, TMGN. And, of course, all the shows are archived, right? And go back, listen to the quality of it, which is really amazing to me. I'm looking at maybe finding another route. I shouldn't be saying this over here. But, no, the thing is that when you go back and listen to these shows, it sounds a lot better, though. You know, the archived ones are just like, you know, I guess when it gets to Blog Talk, they kind of like, you know, clean them up a little bit, you know, and... they sound really great, so check it out. But honestly, Gwen, I mean, great show. So in October, we look forward to it. For all of you that are listening through the chat room, which we didn't have many folks in here because it's a new show. It is a debut. But for all of you folks that are listening around the world on Blog Talk Radio, this Blog Talk Radio is broadcast around the world. And so if you're listening on the internet, you know, one thing we can't see or hear who's listening on the internet. Just want to let you guys know, great music. Glad if you chimed in. Look forward to Gwen coming back in October. And tune into the TMGN, the Michael Gay Network. You know, you got the TMGS, Michael Gay Show, another show that's coming up soon, and Gwen's going to come back. She just told you. And if you love some great hip hop, Quinn got it going on. Quinn, I mean, if you don't mind sharing, I mean, how did you become so much in love with hip hop? Just real quick for the folks that are listening that are still connected with us on the World Wide Web.
So actually I think it's you and I, because my board is gone.
There's people that can still hear us. Okay. Nope. I see you. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, look, Quinn, thank you for a great show. Thank you so much. That was awesome.
Yeah, I was okay for the first one. I understand it better, but yeah, it was a lot of fun. So,
Now,
what I do hope is that you'd be able to blast it on your network so that we'd have a bigger audience, because the Michael Gay Network didn't know anything about the show because everything was done so late. So just like I mentioned in the past that I had mentioned way early that I was going to do it on this date. I'm saying right now I'm going to do one on, I'm committing right now to October 26th. Friday, October 26th, and if you could put
get a flower
together,
up and start,
it's
right.
Not going to be the store. It's not going to be the story tales. It's going to be romance, hip hop's romance.
Okay, right, love songs, basically.
But so it's
am I right?
They're not really songs. They're rap. So. That's why I just
well,
call it hip hop's romance.
It's the romance of hip hop.
Right. So if you could start on that blast and get it out early on your network, then we'd have a lot more listeners. Because, you know, nobody knew that this show was going to be there this Friday because it never went out.
Well, here was the issue. I mean, I understand that. And the thing is that where I had a conversation with the person who made the flyers. They made some well, you pointed out one. I didn't catch it. And I told them, I said, hey, look, we gotta get that, you know, corrected.
Yeah.
You know.
No,
and I mean,
don't worry.
And all due respect. Well, no, I'm just saying that. I mean, I'm very, you know, I love my friends and families, but, you know, business is business. And you got to have a professionalism about things. And so, you know, I have trust in a lot of folks and the things that where I don't want to always have to come behind you. You follow me to make sure that you're doing, you know, your job right. You should have it right. Now, granted, it was made and I hadn't seen it. And then when it came up, they sent it over and they sent it, you know, over to me. And I said, okay, cool. And I missed that one thing that you pointed out.